in the Sefer Orchot Yosher, continuing on in Vitul Torah, ויחמירו באבון דברים בטלים, ואמרו, אסך שיחת חולין עובר בלב ועשה. A person who, the translation of the statement is, someone who talks שיחה בטלה, idle chatter, is transgressing a lav and a seh. Like it says, for example, v'dibarta bam, the Gemara learns out, ולא בדברים אחרים. A person is supposed to be talking in Torah and nothing else. So now, especially in the time when he can be learning Torah, let's at least put it in that, if he speaks שיחה ותלה, he's over בעשה, he's over בלב. וכתב רבנו יונה בשערי תשובה, הקובע עצמו תמיד לשיחה ותלה ודברים בטלים כדרך יושבי קרנות, one who makes a קביעות out of it. He establishes himself to sit down and to talk nonsense, to talk idle chatter, to talk דברים בטלים, like the way of the יושבי קרנות. יושבי קרנות literally means people who sit by the street corners. That was the old time, you know, loafers, old time litzanim, those who clowned around and didn't do anything with their life. They sat at the street corner. You know, a street corner, you get to joke around with the one who's coming from here and the one who's coming from here. So Yoshvei Kranot are always the ones who are put at the other end, on the opposite end of Lomdei Torah, as we see in the tefillah that we say, Vayesiyu Masechet, right? Shesamta Chelki, we say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you put my share among those who learn Torah velo, and not from those who are Yoshvei Kranot. So the Shari Tshuva says, Rabbeinu Yonah says, a person who makes it like a thing to sit down and mamash for Dvarim Betelim, hu bichlal kat haletzim, he's included in one of those four categories, she'enam zochim lirot penei shechina, which is kat haletzim, the group of people who are letzanim, who are scoffers, jesters, jokers. And ushtaim ra'ot yesh badavar, ha'achat ki kol amarbe dvarim arbe ched, v'ashenit ki hu batel midivrei Torah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, there are two things that he's doing wrong here. One is that anyone who's marbe devarim, anyone who talks a lot of idle chatter, marbechet, increases the chance of sin. Like it says in the pasuk, berov devarim lo yechdal pesha. And the second thing is the fact that he's not learning Torah. So the two things here, it's a double-edged sin. V'yesh bedavar hazeh darchei mavet. The Shari Tshuva says a very strong language. He says someone who is mevatel Torah and he's speaking dvarim betelim, this is a way which is darche mavet. It's a suicidal act. Amazing. Because, you know, before I go on, in the words of Rabbi Yonah, I'll just share with you once a thought that I heard from Rabbi Avigdor Miller, alav shalom. He writes it also in his Pirush, in Parashat Yitro, and the Aseret Adibot, Lo Tirtzach, a person should not kill. You know what he says is included in Lo Tirtzach? Not to waste time. Because there is a statement in the Gemara, Mali katla kula, mali katla palga. What's the difference between killing entirely or killing halfway? He says, when you waste 1 minute, you just took 1 minute of life and you committed suicide on it. You destroyed it. You killed it. That's a loss of life. So what's the difference, loss of total life or loss of life, a minute of life? That's also a loss of life. So maybe that's what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying over here. V'yesh badavar hazeh darchei mavet. Because how could a person sit and deliberately speak Dvarim Betelim when he can be learning Torah? We're not talking about people who sit down just to take a little break and let's say they speak with friends or with family and they have a little nice time, because in their head, in their intention is afterwards they're going to get back to learning. It's a way of recharging their energy. But Stam, you're really supposed to be learning right now. And loaf around on one of those couches you have on all the floors there. And you just sit, yeah, for no reason. He says, Ech lo zacha velo sama libo. How could a person not think in his heart and not remember? Ki be'itim ahem ashu mashchitam. In this very minute that you are wasting, that you are destroying, yuchal lehasig haneimut liknot chaye olam. At this minute, you're able to achieve, you're able to attain the ne'imut, the pleasantness of Gan Eden, of eternity. How could you forget the opportunity that every minute brings and just waste it? This must be because the person doesn't care about the mitzvah. Ki ashmat habitul min haTorah eshi ad avadon tochel. Kasher amu ki devar Hashem bazak kol sheefshar la'asok b'Torah ve'eino osek. Al ken ya'anesh laset ol ha'yisurim midah keneged midah. Ad kan leshon Rabbeinu Yonah. Those are the fiery words of Rabbeinu Yonah in Sha'arei Tshuva, Sha'ar Gimel, Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin, regarding the severity of bitul Torah. Ken Yaakov.
Use that with this actually
means lemaaseh.
What he's talking about.
So I told you, lemaaseh means, if I understand what you're asking, lemaaseh in this case would mean you have a time that you're supposed to spend in learning, and you deliberately say, I don't care, I want to sit and joke around a little bit. Person who does that, what is he showing? He's showing that he doesn't realize, but more than that, he doesn't really care about the opportunity of a lifetime that he has at that moment. Every minute that we could spend in learning Torah is an opportunity of a lifetime. And when I say lifetime, I mean the eternal lifetime. If a person really knows that and puts that in front of his mind, he wouldn't do it. So are you deliberately forgetting about that? Do you not care? Do you not believe? Either way you explain it, it's not good. Utnan beresh peah v'talmud Torah keneged kulam b'yer agra v'shnot Eliyahu. The Gaon Mivilna, his famous explanation in his Pirusha Mishnayot on the statement in the Mishnah in Pe'ah, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, says, Mishum Shekol Tevahi Mitzvah Bifnei Atzma. Why is it that Talmud Torah is tantamount to the entire Torah, all the mitzvot of the Torah? Why? Because he says every word is a mitzvah in itself. Sheshkula keneged kol mitzvot, which in itself is equivalent to all 613 mitzvot. Every word on a page of Gemara, you're racking up 613 mitzvot instantly. Ubedaf echad Gemara yesh meot mitzvot. So he says in one page of Gemara you have hundreds of mitzvot. Shekol echad shkula keneged kol mitzvot. That each one of those hundreds is equivalent to all taryag. Ubemishle yutet pasuk dalet katav agra. The Gaon Mivilna in his Pirush on Mishle writes, Mikol dibur she'adam lomed nivra malach kadosh v'hem elitzim ala. From every word that a person learns of Torah, a malach kadosh, a holy malach is created, v'hem elitzim ala, a malach that speaks good for you. Zehu gam ken inyan avon bitul Torah keneged kulam shekol teva avera lechut. So now on the other side, bitul Torah, we also lose. We get an avera per word that we could have been saying. ואיתה בספר חסידים בשעה בריאת האדם נגזר עליו כמה דיבורים ידבר. בספר החסידים says that at the time of the creation of each person, it's decreed upon him how many words he has to say in his life. ומלאכים הולכים וכותבים כל דיבור שידבר. And there are malachim that every word that comes out of his mouth are written down. Okay, yeah, 5 words down, 10 words. There's a countdown that the malachim do. אחר כך צריך ליתן דין וחשבון על כל דיבור ודיבור. And there is an accountant to be given for each and every word. So therefore, if a person really thinks about this and puts this into his mind, be more careful to try to spend as many of his words in words of Torah, as many of his minutes in minutes of Torah, which is Chayei Netzach.